But we're going to continue our Freedom Friday series this morning. We have Jim Hickman in with us this morning. Many folks may know him as a local pastor, now retired. Jim, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Talk a little bit about your service. You were in the Army and you were drafted.
Right. I was drafted. I graduated from high school in 65. I took my physical in Camp Dodge in Des Moines. I was living in the Quad Cities at that time. Year later, I received my letter that says you have been chosen to represent your community in the military service.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And this was late spring in 66. I went to Camp Dodge to be inducted into the military in July of 66. July 6th, as a matter of fact. From there, I went to Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas, to for basic training, July and August. I do not recommend that.
A little warm.
From there, I was sent to Fort Ord, California for AIT, which is Advanced Individual Training or Advanced Infantry Training. There I was OJT company clerk in a heavy weapons infantry outfit. From there, I was sent to Frankfurt, Germany to replacement center. From there, I left Frankfurt and went to Bad Kreuznach, Germany, another replacement center. Then they shipped me to Mainz, Germany, and I became a truck driver.
What's going through a young guy's mind? You're fresh out of high school. 60s are kind of turbulent anyway,
yeah.
Both overseas with the world situation and also, of course, here at home with some of the changes we were seeing in our culture. But, you know, young kid coming out of high school, you know, it's a transitionary time anyway, and the military wasn't always the popular thing with young people.
Right. And actually, as a draftee, my chances of going to Vietnam were astronomical because they were very great that I would go to Vietnam. Taking advanced training in California, it usually meant that you would go in one of three places. That was Korea, Thailand, or Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that's what was going through your family's mind, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm almost positive of that.
Do you remember what the reaction was from your folks when you got word? About being drafted. Were they supportive?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, my dad told me, he says, you know, just because you got that draft notice doesn't mean that you have to go Army. You can enlist and go different branch if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided that I'd just stick it out and go with the Army and everything. So,
you bet. So, did you meet a lot of new people? Was there anybody locally that you knew of that was heading off, or were you completely off meeting new people now when you headed off?
Well, I was, to my, I guess my thinking, or my knowledge was that I was about the only one that I knew of going, but after I got on the bus and got headed for Camp Dodge, I found out there was some of my old high school friends that were going too. So,
that make it easier?
Somewhat, but I kind of lost track of them in that year after I graduated. So
sure. Sure. So you spent a lot of your time overseas in Europe?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I went to Germany in around November of 66, and I left there in June of 68. And then I just stayed right there in Europe. I did get to do take leave, and I did get on a Holy Land tour right after the Six Days War and so on. I did get to go to Spain on a TDY trip to provide support for the 509 Airborne. And the Americans and the Spanish Airborne were having a joint fuel problem.
Did you have an opera? What were your primary duties normally while you were stationed overseas?
Basically, I was sent to a Charlie Company 56 Supply and Service Battalion, which meant that we provided support for the 1st and 2nd Battalion of the 509 Airborne. We took them to any, if they got recruits in, we took them to jump school at the Wiesbaden Air Base. And then when they were to jump, get their jump pay and everything, we took them to there, and then we picked them up at various drop zones right there, right around that area of Germany.
Sure. So you were at teamwork was a big deal.
Yeah.
Very big deal.
Mm-hmm.
How was the pay back then? They
Yeah.
always laugh when I ask that.
It was minimal. I don't even remember what it was anymore.
Didn't do it for the dollars, huh?
No.
When now you had your 2-year hitch and then you made a decision to move on with the rest of your life.
Right. I met my wife over in Germany, and when I got out, she took leave, and we got married, and then she had to go back to Germany to get her discharge and everything. She was military also.
Do you have any regrets at all about following or about not following Dad's advice? He said, "Hey, you have options. You can enlist and try a different branch." Did you enjoy your service in the Army?
Yeah, and I also knew that if I went Army as a draftee, I had 2 years. If I enlisted, it was 3 or 4, so.
So there were some benefits. Do you feel like this did the service time then help you afterward? I mean, you get benefits and things from being a veteran, but
Right.
did you take advantage of some of the things that were offered to you?
Oh yeah, I went to Bible college and on the GI Bill, and because I did that and worked and everything, I left that school not owing them one dime. That was a 3-year school. Then a few years later, I went to our church school in Olathe, Kansas, finished up and got my bachelor's degree. And when I left there, I did not owe them one dime.
Wow, quite a benefit for 2 years. Yeah, a lot of benefit.
And we have purchased our house on the VA bill, and so on. So there's been a lot of benefits.
Is it still a good deal for young people to consider that type of service?
I think so. If they don't know what in the world they're going to do after high school, I encourage them to check out the military. You get 3 square meals a day, roof over your head, and free medical, free dental. And plus, nowadays that GI Bill is a little different. They have to save some money, but the government will, I think, I could be wrong, they will put $2 or $3 more into your savings account than what you have saved. If you save $4 or $5 a month, they will put in 6 or 7 towards that, according to that bill,
Sure.
and they're able to use it for education purposes and so on.
How different would, say, Jim Hickman today be if little Jim Hickman had never been drafted?
Well, I wouldn't have had the benefits. I would be like a lot of other individuals, coming out of college and having a $20,000 or $30,000 a student education bill, mm-hmm. and so on. But because I was able to get that bill and also work also besides go to school, I came out of college not owing one dime to either of the two schools.
Well, and where else could you have gone and got that kind of an education, both after your service, but during your service too? You get to see things and do a lot of things that otherwise you would never experience
in just
a short 2 years.
Because when I got to my base, my post, when the company clerk found out I had a primary what they call MOS as a company clerk, I would have been sitting behind a desk for the 2 years and not seeing much of Germany. This way I got to see a lot of Germany from the steering wheel of a deuce and a half.
You bet. And got to see a lot of technology changes, I'm sure, over time too.
Somewhat. Of course, there wasn't the technology then as there is today.
Sure.
And so on, but
a lot of changes over time, but still positive experiences and that you look back on fondly.
Oh yeah.
Very good. Well, thanks, Jim. I appreciate you coming in here today, and really appreciate your service to our country too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.